he's like, do you talk about Trump? And that was the first time where I was like, what the fuck is this question? Like, I literally straight up told him, I was like, why are you asking me this?
Yeah, why are you asking if he covers Trump? All right, I have an eerie story to break down for you all. One of the largest political commentators on the entire internet was detained by the Customs and Border Patrol in O'Hare Airport, Chicago, after returning from an international trip to France. Now, after he was detained, he was asked about a few key issues. Number one, he was asked about Gaza and the Israel-Palestine war. But then, Customs and Border Patrol began to ask Hassan Piker about his Trump coverage, if he covers Donald Trump, which is a wildly inappropriate question to be asked by a Customs and Border Patrol agent. I'm going to play Hassan Piker's breakdown in just 1 second, but to lay the groundwork, popular streamer Hassan Piker claims he was detained for hours by U.S. airport officials over his political views. The influencer, who has more than 6 million followers, says he was held when he returned to Chicago, and this isn't just like a personal inconvenience. This is a massive warning sign for where our country is heading. We've seen this current administration try to put their thumb on the scale and changed what schools can teach, who schools can hire, put their thumb on the scale and get law firms to bend the knee, get the media to bend the knee. We're seeing Paramount Pictures already preemptively change the way they cover Trump. And now, Trump is attacking political creators. Trump is attacking online influencers for covering issues that he doesn't like. And the scary part is, this happened as Hassan Piker was entering the country. So as he came back to Chicago and touched down, they detained him. Imagine if he didn't get any sort of due process. Imagine if they decided to do another illegal deportation with zero due process, zero habeas petition, or ability to give your side of the story. It could have been very, very bad. But to continue, Mr. Piker, who is known for his pro-Gaza stance and criticism of Donald Trump, says he was quizzed on his views about the Middle East and the president and accused the U.S. government of attempting to silence opposition voices with intimidation. Officials rejected suggestions that Mr. Piker had been targeted over his beliefs during the routine and lawful inspection, but it seems like he was questioned directly about his beliefs. Now, just to back up, he was interviewing somebody in France, a leader who is quite controversial, but still, if you're going to do a quick routine inspection, my dad has been through those before. My dad is Muslim, and he has this big beard. He's very visibly Muslim when he doesn't shave, of course. And we've been on multiple trips where it's not that he's detained, but they take him into another room and they question him. It never takes more than 15 minutes. They never ask him about his personal views. They just vet him to make sure that when he's traveling from Syria to the United States or from Jordan to the United States to do refugee work, he's done refugee work multiple times in Jordan because he grew up in Syria, that they just make sure that his trip has defined parameters, you know? That's different. That is very, very different than quizzing a political commentator about what he's able to cover. Mr. Piker first posted on Sunday, telling followers that he had been stopped by Customs and Border Patrol at O'Hare. On Monday, the U.S. board streamer told followers, it was an insane situation. It's very obvious that they knew exactly who I was. Quote, it's very obvious that they knew how to navigate the conversation, and it was really interesting conversation that took place. It was very cordial. I thought it was strange how cordial that was. I mean, yeah, they're going to be very professional. Oftentimes, they'll be cordial. But the U.S. government official Trisha McLaughlin accused Mr. Piker of lying for likes. In a post on X, she said it was a routine inspection. But wait, she deleted the post? The post is no longer there. Let's see what Hassan Piker himself had to say about this entire interaction.
He knew exactly who the fuck I was, but he was basically like, he always made it seem as though he was asking certain things that, after discovering in the process of that conversation, he would ask additional questions. So he kept saying, what do you do as a job? Do you talk about the news? And I was like, yeah, I talk about the news. And he kept saying, okay, so when you talk about the news, do you talk about the war? And I was like, what do you mean by that? He's like, do you talk about Trump? And that was the first time where I was like, what the fuck is this question? Like, I literally straight up told him, I was like, why are you asking me this?
Yeah, why are you asking if he covers Trump, to continue?
Like, I was like, what does this have to do with anything? Yeah, they asked me about my fucking Twitch bans, chat. It's not even a joke. They asked me about fucking Twitch chat. Like, Twitch bans. The reason for why they're doing that is, I think, to try to create an environment of fear. To try to get people like myself, or at least like others that would be in my shoes that don't have that same level of security, to shut the fuck up. And for me, I'm going to use the privilege that I have in that moment to try and see what the fuck they're doing. Okay.
That is absolutely wild. The Trump admin, we've been wondering when they would go after influencers or people on the internet, because for a while, we have been the one variable the Trump administration did not take into account. For example, like I said earlier, they have made it a point to attack certain media organizations, almost all media organizations, including Fox News. When Fox News released a poll that Trump didn't like, they've made it a point to attack universities, to attack law firms, to attack individual students on visas. And the one variable oftentimes that they don't remember is that there is a massive ecosystem online that is decentralized that they can't really attack. And while they can't attack the ecosystem itself, they can create a chilling effect through public intimidation. I talk about the chilling effect a lot on my channel. It's when you don't even have to put a gun in the face of a CNN journalist to get CNN to stop covering something. No, no, no. You can very, very carefully apply pressure through lawsuits and through the courts, and these lawsuits can lead to CNN producers or to other news organizations not wanting to take the risk. For example, Paramount Plus, or Paramount right now, is trying to go through a merger with another company, and the Trump administration has to approve this merger, so Paramount has been very careful about what they say about Donald Trump, and that should never be a situation in the USA. There should never be a situation where a merger or some sort of business decision is dependent on a politician's whims, especially not Donald Trump's whims. Even anti-woke, not really like right-wing, but anti-woke influencers are saying this. Scott Brad Palumbo is always tweeting about how much he hates wokeness, and he said, "I am a huge critic of Hassan Piker, and to some extent, he has created these problems for himself by openly supporting terrorism and violence. But regardless," says Brad Palumbo, "no U.S. citizen or American media personality should be subjected to ideological screening or detained and questioned about their basic political views when simply trying to re-enter the question they were born in." That is insane. One more time. Is very true. No U.S. citizen or no one in the U.S. or American media personality should be subjected to ideological screening before re-entering the United States. The beauty of the United States is that no matter what your ideology, you can go out there and you can spread it in the media. As long as you're not actively calling for violence or harming anybody else, you're able to spread whatever ideology you want, whether you're a hardcore liberal or whether your whole thing is that people shouldn't own cats, whatever the hell you want to spread, you can. And the idea that they can now detain you at the border to try to get you to stop doing that, that the idea that they can now try to put their thumb on the scale and say that you can't cover this or you'll get in trouble if you cover this, is absolutely terrifying. And this is why we're seeing travel into the US just drop across the globe. Almost every other Western country, we have seen their travel into the US drop. We're going to start seeing tourism absolutely drop. We're going to start seeing people traveling out of the country and back in drop if we keep seeing stuff like this, and that only hurts the US economy. When people can't confidently travel across the globe, it makes America less interconnected, more isolated. That's what Trump wants. That's what Trump and MAGA Republicans want. They're getting it, and they won't know the effects for years. This isn't something like gas prices where tomorrow we'll be like, oh shit, America isn't respected on the global stage. No, no, no. A lack of respect on the global stage is something that manifests over decades in the form of higher prices, weakened trade, weakened alliances, and I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate this video, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. At a time when the media is being attacked, at a time when media personalities are being stopped, then I think it's important that we all stick together. So you can drop a like, you can subscribe, drop some blue hearts if you made it this far. It would mean the world to me. See you on the next video. Peace out.